This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has refuted the allegations made by Hindenburg Research and emphasized that it has adequate internal mechanisms for addressing issues relating to conflict of interest, which include disclosure framework and provision for recusal. It also noted that relevant disclosures required in terms of holdings of securities and other transfers have been made by the chairperson from time to time. It also highlighted that the chairperson has also recused herself in matters involving potential conflicts of interest. The SEBI has also asked investors to remain calm and exercise due diligence before reacting to such reports. In a statement, the country's stock market regulator also asked investors to take note of the disclaimer in the report that states that readers should assume that Hindenburg Research may have short positions in the securities covered in the report. Highlighting about the claims made in the Hindenburg Research report, SEBI said that these issues warrant an appropriate response. It further said that the allegations made by Hindenburg Research against the Adani Group have been duly investigated by SEBI. The SEBI also said that it remains committed to ensuring the integrity of India's capital markets and its orderly growth and development. Election Commission of India, ECI, team will be on a two-day visit to Haryana starting today to review preparations for upcoming assembly polls. The Chief Election Commissioner, Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Ganesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and other officers of the Commission will hold various meetings. Haryana Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that today the Commission will review election preparations in a meeting with representatives of political parties, district election officers, and senior officers of Haryana. He said that tomorrow the Commission will give guidelines to enforcement agencies to enhance monitoring and vigilance across the state. Besides this, the Commission will hold crucial meetings with the Chief Secretary, Director General of Police, other administrative secretaries and senior police officers to review other arrangements. The IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall in isolated places over East Rajasthan, Assam, Meghalaya and Bihar today. The weathermen estimated isolated heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu and North Interior Karnataka during the next 4 days. The IMD had predicted fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall over the western Himalayan region, east and northeast India, and scattered to fairly widespread rainfall over the plains of northwest India and south peninsular India during the week. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame was sworn in for his fourth term after securing over 99% of the vote. The oath of office was administered by Chief Justice Faustin Tshisekedi, during which Kagame pledged to uphold peace, national sovereignty and national unity. In a post on X, the president expresses gratitude to the citizens for their support. However, rights activists have criticized the election outcome, arguing that it highlights the lack of democratic processes in the country. Only 2 out of 8 candidates were allowed to run in the presidential race, and those who criticized Kagame were barred from participating. Paris Olympics 2024 comes to an end with a glittering closing ceremony at Stade de France. In India, with a total of 6 medals, including 1 silver, 5 bronze medals, finished at the 71st spot in the overall medal tally, which is significantly lower than their 48th overall finish at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, where they won a total of 7 medals, including 1 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze medals. The 2028 Summer Olympics are set to be held in Los Angeles. It is the third time Los Angeles has hosted the Games, following 1932 and 1984. Baseball and softball will be making their Olympic return in Los Angeles, with new sports flag football, cricket, lacrosse and squash. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that all athletes have given their best and every Indian is proud of them. Prime Minister took to social media to laud the performances of Indian athletes at the 2024 Paris Olympics. In a post on X, Mr. Modi said, as the Paris Olympics conclude, he appreciates the efforts of the entire Indian contingent through the Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.